Okay, this is Dennis in East Tennessee, Willie Delta 4 Alpha Charlie Hotel. We've got 66 degrees. After a low of 52. We had a really good southeast net this morning. We had 9 check-ins. And, chapter 1, verse 5. It says, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith, salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." Can I remember you in the RM Christian Fashion Group this morning, or WB4ACH, can I? Anyone not copying net control need a relay to the arms net. No pressure, Jalen. Thanks for the relay. Paul, if you do, you'll be past my duty.
Very good, Dennis. Thank you very much for 1 Peter 1. That's KJV I posted up there. Anyways, 1 Peter 1, 5. Thank you for that there, Dennis. And good morning to you and Andra. And that would be who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. That's a great verse, Dennis. That just covers the whole gamut, over. Yeah, very good.
Let me give Dean a call. Operating KA2RMS. Do you copy me, Dean? Over. The band's pretty noisy, but if you turn back, I didn't hear anything wrong.
Yeah, very good. Well, you were number 15, by the way, Dennis, and we've had a pretty good net here this morning. We had about a dozen before Dean showed up, and he made number 12, actually. So it's been slow, but we've been texting back and forth. Tom is at the Hamfest in Des Moines, Iowa. He's picked up a new transceiver, a Swan 700, which is a little bit more powerful than the one he has been using, which I believe is a 400 watt radio. But nonetheless, this one has PEP 700, and we've been discussing it a little bit over the radio, and it looks like it's going to be quite the rig. It has six LQ6s in the finals. There might be three of those in there, because I believe he said his previous one that he uses has a pair of six LQ6s. That's a TV sweep tube, and those are great old tubes, and Swan really connected with that technology, and it also has, I guess, some extra filtering in it that he normally doesn't have in this new transceiver. So that's all the excitement on the net this morning there, Dennis, over. QSL, that would be called a Swan Hotel Foxtrot 700 Sierra, over. Yeah, so obviously there'll be a trip to Des Moines, I guess it is. No, where's Tom live? Wherever. He'll be going over to Tom's anyway to grab that in the near future. Today, Lou is taking the second hour of the net to join up with his son, and they're going to redo the carburetor on the old Dodge there, over.
Okay, well, thanks for bringing me up today. Appreciate it.
Okay, Dennis, very good. We're here for you, brother. We got 10 minutes left, and we're looking for any further check-ins on the Arms Christian Fellowship net. Over.
K0 Alpha Sierra.
There we go. We got a new one. Kilo Zero with a great signal. Alpha Sierra. Good morning to you. Name and location. Over.
Name is Arne, A-R-N-E. I'm in Spearfish, South Dakota. Thank you for the report. You're loud and clear here. And I've been kind of looking for K0TVJ. I wonder if Dean is still on frequency.
He's net control today. This is Roland, Romeo Oscar Lima, Alpha November Delta. I'm always here assisting him. I'm in British Columbia. I think it was Arne. Let me see if I can alert him in the chat room. Are you able to get on the chat room at all on the computer? Over.
I am not right now.
Okay, very good. No problem. Let's try and connect you up here. K0TVJ acting KA2RMS VA7RA. Do you copy, Dean?
Someone doubled with you. Was that you, Dean? Yes, sir, Dino. I looked through some of my old paperwork, and lo and behold, there's a certificate called War Hoop given out by W0NEO many, many years ago, and I think you were also a recipient of that, right? Roger that. Well, I want you to know that you are not forgotten. The South Dakota net is still active, but it should be called the East Dakota instead of South Dakota, because not many stations check in from West River. You're doing fine. I hope you're surviving all right. You sound okay. I turned 87. last December, looking at 88 here pretty soon. Everything okay with you, Dean? Go ahead. No. We left Deadwood when gambling took over the whole town. We moved here in 2011. It belonged to Harry, a ham that put up a big tower, tri-band beam, and so forth, and he passed away. We made an offer on the house and sold our house in Deadwood, and happy to be out of the town that lays in a gulch. Wherever you turn, you are looking at a hillside. Well, you know all about that. You still doing any gold panning? That's interesting. Well, good deal. We didn't move out of necessity, but we chose to get out of it. The climate here in Spearfish, believe it or not, is a whole lot better than up in Deadwood and Leeds. They had quite a bit of snow the other day, and the snow that came down here yesterday melted just as it hit the ground. Do you ever get back to South Dakota, Dean, though? Roger that. Roger, roger. Well, we don't travel too much anymore. We have a son in Carlsbad, another son in Marshfield, Wisconsin. So we've got a few hundred miles to travel, and my wife and I don't travel well anymore. Got an anniversary coming up in June, and the kids will be coming home, and we'll have a good time with them. Not going to hold up the net anymore. Just great to touch base with you, Gene. Glad everything is working your way. 73, keep up the good work. We'll catch you later. K0TVJ, formerly South Dakota. K0AS in Spearfish. Yes, sir, especially Tuesdays, because a longtime acquaintance out of Minnesota runs it, Harry. And I spent a tour in the Navy, you know, so I've got some interest in maritime service. That's about most of my activity on 20 meters is that, and the Kenwood hybrid net. I'm running a Kenwood hybrid, an old TS-520, but I've got a Heathkit amplifier behind it, Dean. I don't know what rig you're running, but it sure sounds good. K0A. Yeah, okay, Roland is fine over here, and I think I don't want to take up any more time. Over to you, Roland, K0AS, 73 Dino.
Very good. That was wonderful. Thank you. I think it's Arne, is that correct?
That's correct, A-R-N-E.
Oh, yeah, oh, I put down an I in there, Arne, because I had an old friend, he's now with the Lord Arne.